This recording is in some ways an experiment, and in order to obtain the full benefits from it, it is requested that the listeners provide themselves with paper and pencil. The paper, say about 8 inches long and 6 inches wide, will do. Switch off the machine for a little and get that paper and pencil now. We are not going to give a Bible study or message, but something which we hope will be of help by way of preparation for your own private study. We desire to set out some of the implications of the scriptural usage of the expressions translated before the foundation of the world, and as more often to be read in the scripture, from or since the foundation of the world, along with the kindred expressions before the world began and since the world began. The truth, as contained in these statements, is most often glossed over and so misunderstood. Rightly appreciated, they provide one of the keys to the overall truth of the scripture, as they indicate a great dividing line which occurs in the planning and consequent outworking of the purpose of God as revealed in the scriptures of truth. Now first, let us search out all the occurrences of these expressions. Use one side of your paper and make a list of them all as we go through them, with such notes as you think necessary. But keep the other side of the paper blank, meantime, to be used later on. We will go through the references according to the order of the books as arranged in our New Testament. We will go slowly so that you can note the references on your papers. The first one, Matthew chapter 13 verse 35. This is part of the inspired comment of the writer of this gospel, referring to the Lord's use of parables in relation to the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And you will notice that in it, the phrase occurs, from the foundation of the world. The second one, Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. These words were spoken by Christ on the Mount of Olives and refer to the separation of the nations, preparatory to the setting up of the earthly kingdom. And again you'll note the expression is used, from the foundation of the world. Now, Luke chapter 11 verse 50. This also was spoken by Christ, referring to the reason for the reproach and judgment of that generation of God's earthly people, Israel. And once again, the phrase is used, from the foundation of the world. Now, John chapter 17, verse 24. This again spoken by Christ, referring to his own unique position in unity with the Father. And once more, we have the expression, the foundation of the world, but this time, not from, but before the foundation of the world. The next reference you'll find in Romans chapter 16 verse 25. This was written by Paul when he refers to the mystery of Christ. Not the mystery of the body of Christ, the church which is his body, but the mystery of Christ. You'll know that there are many mysteries mentioned throughout the scripture. And this, the mystery of Christ. In relation to this, the apostle has something to say concerning this message which was since or from the foundation of the world. Next, turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians 1, verse 4. This also was written by the Apostle Paul, and he refers to the choice of God relating to those who are blessed in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And here we see that the foundation of the world is connected with before the foundation of the world. Turn again to an epistle of the Apostle Paul, the second epistle to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9. Here the apostle refers to the part of the purpose of God relating to the special testimony of the Lord given to Paul as the prisoner for Gentiles. And you'll notice here that the phrase is before the world began. Before the world began. Now look again at Titus, chapter 1, the second verse. The epistle of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. This, written to Titus again by Paul, referring to the eternal life related to the acknowledging of certain truth. And here the expression has the word before the world began. Now, the next reference is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. Hebrews 4, verse 3. Here, Paul, writing to the Hebrews, refers to the typical character of the original Sabbath. And the phrase that we are making our study is prefixed by the word from the foundation of the world. The next reference, the tenth you'll find if you're making a note, the tenth reference, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26. This again, written by the Apostle Paul, referring to the better character of the sacrifice of Christ as compared with the yearly sacrifices of the Day of Atonement. And in this respect, he speaks of since or from the foundation of the world. In the first epistle of Peter, you'll find our next reference. The first epistle of Peter, the first chapter, at verse 20. 1 Peter 1, verse 20. Here, Peter is writing to the dispersed of the circumcision and referring to Christ as the unique sacrifice. And he says that he was foreordained before the foundation of the world. The next reference is in the book of Revelation. The book of the Revelation, chapter 13, verse 8. 13, verse 8. John the seer here is referring to those who will worship the beast during the last days. And we'll read this, perhaps, rather differently from what you would find in your authorized version. We'll read verses 7 and 8. Just listen carefully. Revelation 13, verses 7 and 8. It was given to the beast to make war with the saints and every one upon earth whose name hath not been written from or since the foundation of the world in the book of life which belongs to the Lamb that hath been slain, shall worship him. And the last reference, again in the book of the Revelation, this time in chapter 17.
verse 8. Again, written, of course, by the seer John the Apostle, where he refers to the same people as he was referring to in chapter 13. And he speaks of them, "They that dwell on the earth shall wonder, they whose names have not been written from or since the foundation of the world in the book of life which belongs to the Lamb that hath been slain." Now, perhaps we have gone through those references rather quickly, but as we said in the opening sentences, this is an experiment, and we trust that you will have taken these references down and will look at them yourself later on in your own private study. Now, of course, you will have noticed how that we emphasized or sought to emphasize the words from or since and before, as they occurred in those various renderings. As we also said earlier, the truth relating to their use on these occasions is most often glossed over. Most Bible readers fail to make any distinction at all between them. But it is in the very recognition of the distinction that so much can be learned. Now, out of the 13 references that we have turned to, 8 speak of matters which are prepared or done from or since the foundation of the world, and 5 speak of matters which have their roots in the period before the foundation of the world. Now, a word or two as to the words from and before. From is a preposition which indicates separation. Shall we illustrate that? In the first place, we might say, "Take these things from me. Take them away from me. Make them to be at a distance. Take these things away from me," implying separation. And in the second place, in particular, it is used to express and denote a distance of time. For instance, we might say, "I waited for her from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Here the word from, "I waited for her from 3 till 6. Here the word from expresses the distance of time which passed between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Now, it is in this sense, connected with the time element, that the word from is used in the 8 references that we trust you have taken a note of. Now, the word before. Before is a word which denotes and indicates time, place, and preference. And we want you to take note of 3 scripture references to illustrate these 3 usages of the word before. The first one, in relation to time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, we read the phrase, "Judge nothing before the time." Here the word before is definitely used as indicating time. In the second place, our second reference will be in relation to place. James 5, verse 9. The Epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 9. Where we read the words, "The judge standeth before the door," indicating place. Where is the judge standing? There, before, in front of, at that place, at the door, before the door. And the third, in relation to preference, Colossians 1, verse 17. The Epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 17, where we read the words, "He the Lord, the exalted head, is before all things. In point of preference, he is the first. He is unique. He is the one before all things. Now, in the five references where the word before occurred in relation to the foundation of the world, or before the world began, it is indicative in each case of time. Of time. So we have the two sets. Five using the word before, and eight using the word from. And they indicate two distinct time periods, and bring two quite distinct parts of the purpose of God to our notice. The time element, used in connection with the foundation of the world or the beginning of the world, is the great dividing line between the planning of these parts of the purpose of God. Some parts of the purpose, affecting certain believers, were planned and settled as to their issues before the world began, before the foundation of the world. And other parts of the purpose of God, affecting other believers, have their issue and outworking in the period of time from or since the foundation of the world. The point of time, or the circumstance indicated as the foundation of the world, is itself of prime importance. But we do not believe this to refer to the original creation of Genesis 1:1, nor yet to the recreation or reconstruction which took place after the period spoken of in the words, "The earth was without form and void," when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, etc. But we do believe that it refers to what happened to cause the creation of Genesis 1:1 to become void and darkness, of which we read in the opening of verse 2. But that is just beyond the scope of our present little study, and we must leave it at that point. Now, will you take your papers? Turn now to the clean side. That's right. Now, hold your paper lengthwise. Yes, that's it. 8 inches long, 6 inches deep, or thereby. Hold it lengthwise so that it is before you, with 8 inches broad and about 6 inches deep. Now, lay it down so that you can write across the top before and from or since. Put that in inverted commas if you care. Before and from or since. Now, having written that, roughly divide your paper by two parallel lines about a quarter of an inch apart, so that one third of the breadth of your paper, about 3 inches, is to the left of the left-hand line, and about 5 inches to the right of the right-hand line. Let me repeat that. Divide your paper so that you can make a column of about 3 inches to the left of your paper, 5 inches at the right-hand side of your paper, and two parallel lines about a quarter of an inch apart, dividing the left and the right-hand columns. Now, have you got that? Now, when you have got that, turn your paper clockwise so that you can write within the parallel lines, in between the two parallel lines that divide the 3-inch column on the left and the 5-inch column on the right. in between those two lines, write the words, the foundation of the world. The foundation of the world. Have you got that? Now, immediately beneath the second of the two parallel lines, write the commencement of the ages. That is, immediately beneath the lower parallel line. As you're holding your paper now, the commencement of the ages. And now, immediately above the first of the two lines, write the words before the age times. Before the age times. So that you have before the age times, then the foundation of the world in between the two parallel lines, and underneath the second of the parallel lines, the words, the commencement of the ages. Now turn your paper back again, and up the top of the section to the left, that is the 3-inch column, up the top of that 3-inch column, write, before. And underneath that, if you care, before the foundation of the world and before age times. Now let me repeat that. At the top of the 3-inch column, write before. And underneath it immediately, before the foundation of the world and before the age times. That's the heading of the 3-inch section of your paper. Now on the opposite side, as the heading for the 5-inch width section of your paper, write from or since. And underneath it again, from or since the foundation of the world and from or since the age time. So that you've got the two columns, on the one side to deal with the references before age times and before the foundation of the world, and the larger one, the other side, to deal with the references from or since the foundation of the world or from or since the age times. Now, you should be ready to separate the references. Now I'll try and go slowly, if you will try and get this down perhaps fairly quickly, because what is slow to me might be rather quick to you, but we'll see how we can get on. Now then, in the smaller column, that is the 3-inch section of your paper, under the words before or since the foundation of the world and before the age times, put 1. That will be on the left-hand side of your paper. 1. In relation to Christ. In relation to Christ. And underneath that, A. Loved by the Father. Loved by the Father. And the reference, John 17, verse 24. John 17, verse 24. Now, underneath the A, B, the Lamb foreordained. The Lamb foreordained. And the reference, 1 Peter 1, verses 19 and 20. 1 Peter 1, 19 and 20. Now a second heading. The first there that you've got is in relation to Christ, and you've got A and B underneath it. Now a second heading, in relation to the members, in relation to the members of the body of Christ. Let me repeat it. In relation to the members of the body of Christ. A. Chosen. C-H-O-S-E-N. Chosen. In Christ. And the reference, Ephesians 1:4. Be called, C-A-L-L-E-D, called in Christ. And the reference, 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. 2 Timothy 1, 9. Underneath that, C, A, B, C, A, chosen in Christ, B, called in Christ. Now C, promise of life in Christ. Promise of life in Christ. Titus 1 verse 2. Now underneath, as a general statement, write these relate to Christ and the church. These relate to Christ and the church, which is his body. The whole of that statement, let me repeat, these relate to Christ and the church, which is his body. Now turn to the 5-inch section of your paper, the larger section of your paper, under the heading From or Since. First, in relation to the mysteries of the kingdom. Let me repeat that. In relation to the mysteries of the kingdom. In relation to the mysteries of the kingdom. A. Matthew 13:35 and B. Romans 16:25. The two references, let me repeat them, Matthew 13:35, Romans 16:25. Now two, in relation to the kingdom. Let me repeat that, in relation to the kingdom. Underneath that, one reference, Matthew 25:34. Matthew 25:34. Then three, in relation, to the murder of God's witnesses in relation to the murder of God's witnesses. And the reference, Luke 11:50. Luke 11:50. Now number four, in relation to millennial rest, in relation to millennial rest, millennial, M-I-L-L-E-N-I-A-L, millennial rest. And the reference, Hebrews 4:3. Now number five, in relation to the sacrifice of Christ, in relation to the sacrifice of Christ. And the reference, Hebrews 9:26. And now the last one, number six, in relation to names not written, in relation to names not written in the book of life. Let me say that again. In relation to names not written in the book of life. And here there are two scripture references, both in the Revelation. The first, Revelation 13:8. 13:8. And the second, Revelation 17:8. Now at the foot of that column, the general statement, these relate to the kingdom, these relate to the kingdom and matters, M-A-T-T-E-R-S, and matters pertaining to the kingdom. Matters pertaining to the kingdom. The whole statement again, these relate to the kingdom and matters pertaining to the kingdom. Now we could spend many hours in going over these various scripture verses to which we have pointed you, and in seeking such truth from them under this particular division, either before the foundation of the world or on the other side from or since the foundation of the world. But having given you these two sets of references, and if you have been able to get them down in the two columns, as we have indicated, then we will leave it to your own private study. As you yourselves turn to the book, search and see, and yourself dig out such truth as can be your portion in blessing from these very verses which we have indicated, and you will see how that indeed the great time element, which is indeed the big and wonderful boundary mark in the purpose of God is indicated by the words, the foundation of the world, and how that certain things happened and were planned before the foundation of the world, and how that other things planned perhaps before the foundation of the world, but had their outcome, their outworking, since or from the foundation of the world. We trust that this may be of help to some, and that you will search the scriptures to receive from the searching of the blessing that God can give.